We are continuing with halachas for the holiday period, and we're up to page 550. Siman Tov Tesif Ches. How much is the Shisha Beitzim that we mentioned in yesterday's shiur? That is the required measure for a Erev Techomim. So the halacha is, according to most poskim, it's the approximately somewhere between 460 gram or 800 gram, depending on the famous machlokes chaznish or Reb Chaim Noh. That is if you are using something, a food item, if you're putting pitot there or matzahs there, that's the equivalent. We learned that if you're putting a accompanying food item, such as jam, chocolate, peanut butter, or marmite, then you've got to have enough for two meals. And that is why it's a great idea to put something which is an accompanying dish as opposed to a main dish, because you don't eat so much. I don't understand why we heard that Lon Bezdin puts quite a few things of jams there, because surely Mosen Shteis Udois should be how much? One will do the trick. For two meals, how much do you need for two meals? Perhaps because they were choshed that they're going to go moldy. Who knows? See, if Ches teaches us the following: if you wish, you can send a shliach. Yes. So again, we learned you can put an erev techumim somewhere within 2,000 amos, and if you put an erev techumim there, then that will be acquisition. As long as you state it and you verbalize it, that will be your mokum shvisa. You can sleep at home with pleasure, but you got the 2,000 amos from where you place the food. Now, you don't have to personally do that. You can send a messenger to place the eruv there. So you can have a good friend who puts the eruv there. You can ask somebody else to go there. You can ask your wife, your children. We'll speak about children. You can ask your bezdin to put it there, and that will be fine. What about the dog? And lehavdil, what about children? We'll see that in a minute. So, im yitzir yishalach ha'eruv alad yishliach, you can ask a shliach to do the trick for you. For your iman, you should say then, pazer eruv, yeploini mutleilech. They should then say, with that eruv, this individual, my messenger, is allowed to walk from here 2,000 times. What if he forgets to say that? So, bi'alocha is mechadosh, and I do believe it's a chiddush, that it says, v'amira me'akev, and without the amira, it will not work. So if he forgets to say that, if you send a shliach, and they forget to verbalize it, then it is not valid. Umilvad, provided shelo yecheresh, it shouldn't be a cheresh, shoite, deaf and dumb, shoite, cotton, a child. So a minor will also not be a valid shliach. Don't send your kid to put the shliach, to put the eruv. Or she'ene moide be'eruv, or somebody who doesn't believe that it works. If a person is ene moide, he doesn't accept, he doesn't agree to the eruv, that will also not work. So what about a goy? What about a reformed Jew who doesn't believe in it? Mishnah Berurah tells us Seif Koton Mem Beis Ene Moedi Be'eruv Kegon Oiv Di Gilulim If It's a Goy V'It's Doikim V'Chei Gav Nashim. We cannot be trusted on if somebody actually believes and relies on it. What happens if you ask somebody to accept it from him? What if you ask a child to give? You ask the child to give the eruv to an adult. What happens if you put it on an elephant? Or a koif, a monkey, or perhaps a drone. Ve'rom me'ochek shigia sham, and he saw that it's actually reached destination. V'nos noloi, and it was given to the adult on the other side. Venos Nanoi was given to the other Yid on the other side. Have Eruv, that is an Eruv. Afal Pishel Oiro, Shenicha Ache. Although you didn't actually see that the adult placed the Eruv in its right place. Again, what happens is that you ask the child, or perhaps even an elephant or a monkey, you asked him to bring the Eruv to the other side, and all you saw is that he actually gave it to the adult on the other side. But you did not see how the adult on the other side puts the Eruv away in the right place. That's still okay. So I really believe that, imagine you've got a dog, and you've got a reliable dog, and you give the Eruv to the dog to pass it on. So the halacha is, if the dog, you can't just trust the dog, but if you see the dog giving it to an adult on the other side, that's fine. Drone, I believe, would be the same halacha.
If there's a
few people together who wanted to join and match for Erev Techumim, they sent one individual to deal with it, to bring the Eruv. That's acceptable, that's fine. See, if Tess teaches us the following halacha. Echad oi rabim, one or many. Shomru le'echad, who told one individual, tse, go out. Eruv aleinu, make an Eruv for us. Ve'erav aleim, and he made the Eruv for them. Be'ezer ruach shirot, in any direction that he wished, and he chose, and he wanted, that is Eruv, that's just an acceptable Eruv. Yoitzim, boy and they can go out relying on it. Shach shalich to l'ruach, since they didn't specify a particular direction. So, yeah, if you ask somebody, you know, why don't you just go and put this within the 2,000 amas from here, and my walk on Shabbos will be determined according to that. That's fine. See, if you teach us, somebody tells his friend, Arev olai betmorim, use tmorim for my eruv. Ve'erev lo begoygris, and use another food item. Say you gave him dates and used figs, or you gave him oranges and he used apples. He just used something else than you asked him to. You asked him, please put the eruv in the box. And he put it in a nest. You asked him, please put the eruv in the house. And he put it in the attic. Or vice versa. You asked him to put it in the attic and he put it in the house. And if it's not a valid eruv. They're perfectly acceptable places. Right? They're both acceptable items and acceptable places. But he specified. And he told him, please use my oranges, please use my figs, please use my dates. Or you asked him to put in a particular place, put it in the attic, put it in the dining room, and he did it somewhere else, not as directed and instructed by yourself. Any of it's not an eruv. But if you told the shliach, make an eruv for me, stam, whatever works for you. And he made an eruv. Ben Begurgis, Ben Beton, whatever he may have used, Ben Baz, Ben Ido, wherever he placed it, has Eruv, it's an acceptable Eruv. So, if you specified, you didn't have to specify, but if you did specify, and he didn't act according to instructions, the Eruv is not Chal. It's not valid. If you were vague, and he chooses an Eruv of his liking, it's fine. Interesting scenario for Sif Yudalef. Misha Babadach, somebody walked on away. Umakir Elon, and he recognizes a specific tree. Oh, I know this tree. Oy Geder. Oh, I know that fence. Besofel Paim Amo, which is at the end of the 2000 Amos. V'yorein is afraid. Shem Motech Shechkutim Shegir Sham. And he's concerned that perhaps he will not reach, it's just before Shabbos, he'll not reach destination. And he says, Shvisosi tachtof beikoroi. He knows the way, and he says, my Shvisa is there. And he has a particular fence in mind, or a particular tree in mind. He's not there yet. But he says, my Shvisa is there. There. That's where my Shmokum Shvisa is. But he's not there yet. And nor does he have any particular food which was placed over there. He just, in his mind, he's clear about a certain place. And he said, that's my Mokum Shvisa. Does that work or not? Kono Shvisa Beikoroi. It does work. That's his Mokum Shvisa now. Vieshli Mishamal Paim Amos, 2,000 Amos from there. So imagine you're walking on the way and you know a particular place, a few hundred meters down. You say, that is where my Makom Shvi'isa is when Shabbos comes in. That works. You didn't put anything there, and you weren't even there when Shabbos came in, but that's fine. The Mishavuah says, why so? Sivkot Nun Ches. Just with the statement, they were lenient because he's on his way, he's traveling, it's not poshut. So Chachamim were lenient for a person who is traveling. It could even be that under normal circumstances, he can't even reach that place, only if he runs. It's still fine. Mutter leilech l'sham penachas. You can walk slowly. Avot b'shenu magir l'sham ibodyom. Although you won't even reach that place before Shabbos, if it's feasible and possible to get there somehow by running, by racing there, then it's an acceptable place. As long as you specified and you verbalized it, and you were very clear and very detailed about the place. Havalim lo yochol agir l'sham klal ibodyom. But if it's you can't reach that place before Shabbos comes in, oh, my Mokum Shvisa is by that tree, which is thousands of amas away, then that wouldn't work. It needs to be something which in theory would be possible to reach before Shabbos. Lo Yozum Koma, you not move you. If you can't reach that place, then Lo Yozum Koma, don't move. Shari Oka Daito Mikan Vigam Shom Lo Yikono, you weren't Kone Shvisa there, nor are you Kone now where you are. Tidav Kishichad Abba Amas Vem Besechal Paim Amo. That's only if it's four amas. The place that you had in mind is within about four amas. It's not too vague and broad. It's four amas. And it's within your 2,000 amas from where you are now. Could go into Shash Amas Shvisos Bikoi. My that trunk tree, that's where my Mokum Shvis is. When we can't about Bikoi, Hein Yosel Melpaim. It's got to be 2,000 amas from where you are when Shabbos comes in. But if the tree is far away, it's miles away. And he wasn't specific enough, it was too vague. It wasn't detailed. Loikon Ashvisa, the Shvisa wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. The Shema Yabidai to Allah Ba'am Hashem Chutz La'Pam, because perhaps it's too vague. It might not be good. Vegam Kan Loikon, you're not Koine either. Shai Oka, Dai to Mikan, Fulozum Koine, you shouldn't move your place at all. Vim Kuloyomi to Echalpaim, if it's within 2,000 Amas, for Lichan Mokum Shvisos, but it wasn't specific enough. Kugo in Sacha Shama Shvisos Itachtov. It was just like too vague. If it's a big tree, it says under the tree. That itself is too vague. You've got to have four amas. And under the tree is too vague because it could be far more than two amas. Imagine all the branches reaching out on the sides. He's got 2,000 amas to all direction. 4,000, really. So, in other words, if you're specific, it's going to work as long as it's within your 2,000 amas. And it's specific enough that it's considered within Dalet Amos. Vela Rambam, the next opinion, Shakone Shvisa Birch Mokem. If you were Kone Shvisa in a far distant place, Veloisiyem Mokem Shvisa, but you were not Messiahim, you're not specific about Mokem Shvisa, so Loikone Shvisa, Shom, you're not Kone Shvisa at all there. Hello, Mokem Shom, Shomachshecha, but only the place where you stood when Shabbos comes in. That's what is the place according to the Rambam. V'chini mama shvisos makomploini. If you said shvisosim makomploini, my shvisim in that particular place. V'uroch men yoisa apayim. It's further than 2,000 amas. Kona shvisim koma. According to the Rambam. Here it is. According to the Rambam. If the place that you specified was further than 2,000 amas, you are kona shvisa where you are now when Shabbos comes in. Unlike the former opinion which held that, you lost everything. You don't even have 2,000 numbers from where you are. For him, Shvisosi betachasik l'employin. When he said, my Shvisa is under the tree, he means tacht of shmoin amas. If you've got four amas under it, or yoisa lekona shvisosu, then you're not kona shvisa. You've got to be more specific. Under the tree is too vague. Shagalakim mokum shvisosu, you're not specific about the mokum shvisa. Lefich therefore, tzorich nischam nishpois bikorib ab amas, shetzvon ibdurim, vimoyo tacht of pochs mishmoin amas, nischam nishpois tachtof kona shari mikzas mkoima misuyam. So we're learning now, if it's eight amas or more, It's too vague, and you're not Kone Shvisa at all. But this opinion holds that you still have your Mokum Shvisa when Shabbos comes in. The former opinion held that you lost it all. That's it for this evening. Enjoy your holiday.